So, good afternoon. I am with my mom today at a podcast, and today we will be talking about my shoulder injury, how it may affect me in the upcoming months, and how I plan to overcome it. So, for me, I want to become a stronger person than I am right now. So, just because my shoulder is injured or my shoulder might have been dislocated doesn't mean I can't per se train my legs more as long as it doesn't pertain to my shoulders. So I could do exercises such as body weight, lunges, and other stuff to improve my core and my legs while my shoulder is out. It doesn't mean that I have to immediately stop working out and just. Yeah, get fatter.
I didn't say that. I said turn to flab. Yes, same thing, huh?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Langston. So,
Ask question.
you. What?
You can ask questions on the podcast, Mom. I was just saying that.
Okay, you can ask questions. Okay.
Yes.
So, Langston. How did this shoulder injury make you feel?
It made me feel very, very bad, Mom. I'm kidding. No, the
Wasn't the
shoulder.
answer I expected to
Because
hear.
you asked it like that.
No, I'm okay with it. So let me ask you a question, Langston. The shoulder injury that you have. Today, yesterday, you sustained yesterday. It will, I guess, in a way, disrupt your life a little bit, just because
Yeah.
you will have to undergo surgery
Of course.
and therapy.
Of course.
How do you plan on making sure that your other shoulder doesn't sustain the same injury, being that that shoulder is just as it's just as
Vulnerable to injury.
vulnerable to injury.
Okay,
Oh
so
gosh,
I'm thinking
I'm
my
tired.
other shoulder would probably not have the same injury because it is not as weak. It's not as weak. And I think that my left shoulder would be stronger than my right shoulder.
Okay, well, I think that that's a good point. I think probably the one thing is that you do realize that you are very flexible,
Yeah.
and so you do realize that maintaining your strength and making sure that you do not give in to that flexibility
Yeah.
by continuing to perform motions that could make you even more vulnerable to injury.
I understand what you
For
mean.
you, stretching, you feel as if you may need to. For the normal person, they stretch and they feel that stretch a lot sooner than you. But because you're so hypermobile, you have to stretch for a longer period of time before you feel that stretch. You have to take your stretch into a hyperstretch angle. I know that sounds really weird, doesn't it?
Can just say I'm double jointed, Mom.
Yeah, well, you are. You are double jointed.
And I actually have a story to tell about that. So there was one time when my mom, my dad, and I and my sister, we were in Austin and we were learning to trapeze. For some reason, I do not know why we were trapezing, but it was one of my dad's great ideas. So we were in the Austin area. We had just seen some bats out of a cave, and we as a family were going just to trapeze the evening, maybe hang out in the hotel after. watch movies, just stuff like that. So we went to the trapeze place, and I actually, my mom was actually really good at it. My dad was really good at it. My mom was really scared of it. And so was my sister, but they actually, they overcame it, which is great. And I overcame it also, except there was one point when I was holding on to, I think it was a rope. I was holding on to a rope.
You were holding on to a trapeze bar.
I was holding on to a trapeze bar, but it looked like my hand or my arm would have been like broken or something like that from how I was holding on to it. Because my arm was double jointed, so it was turned all the way backwards. And everyone else was like it was hurting. But to me, I was just in a nice position. I was sitting there. I was hanging out.
Yeah, people were hanging out. Good way of saying that. Yeah. I remember that pretty clearly, Langston, because when you swung down on the trapeze bar, you were supposed to do a flip. You were supposed to do a flip. And you did do that. You actually put the bar behind your legs and you were swinging by your head. That sounds really weird, doesn't it? But anyway, were upside down and the bar was supported under your knee. And in order to dismount, you were supposed to do something with your arms. Yeah, I do remember.
Let go?
Very clearly.
I was supposed to let go?
Yeah, you were supposed to let go. But I'm not quite certain of the position. I don't know how you ended up flipping over. And it's as if your arms were like... it's as if the back of your arms were in the front. It was really like crazy.
Yeah.
And all I could think about was, let go, Langston, please. Just let go.
And everyone screamed, let go. But... to them, from the outside looking in, you wouldn't expect a person to be double jointed. So you would be like, oh my gosh, like that must be so painful. But here I am just hanging like a regular person, just, okay, just in the position. And it wasn't really affecting me, but it's those type of positions that can lead to weakness. And I've heard that there's such thing as being overstretched, and in this case it might be something that I'm doing with my arms, overstretching, and I have a great capability to be a little bit over flexible in that section of my body, my arms, so I am more prone to injury, especially rotator tears, just stuff to do with how my like my mom said, ball and socket, how my how it's just popping out. So I'm more vulnerable to that. So I do have to keep that in mind whenever I'm doing those types of motions. A regular person's body would let go. A regular person's body would be like, oh, here's my limit. And mine wants to keep on going because it's able to, which can actually lead me to injure myself like I am right now.
Mm. Oh, well, the good thing about it, Langston, is... Once that shoulder is repaired, and once you've done therapy, you're going to be as good as new. I think what the doctor does want to make it a little bit tighter, which is a good thing for you.
It is?
Yeah, because you won't be as mobile. You'll be mobile, but I don't think that you're going to be
as mobile. Someone will be just mobile in one arm. Yeah.
Well, maybe you'll just have the regular. No, see what you're doing?
That's not mobile.
Yeah, he's like, yes, he has his arm, his left arm all the way up. And he's leaning into it. It's propped up on the armoire and he's leaning right in.
Is this not normal?
No,
it's not. Not you're really?
Like over 180 degrees.
So it feels completely fine, but it's like that type of stuff that would allow me to get injured. It's a very comfortable position for me. I think my mom should try the position. Very comfortable.
I can't even assume it. I can't even, yeah, I don't have that type of motion.
No, but aren't you double jointed in your
elbow?
Your elbow?
Yeah. So it seems as if my elbow is kind of bent, and it should be just at a 0 degree angle. It should be straight. But
you're
mine,
weird.
Yeah, mine.
You're weirder than mine. You're weird.
The opposite way.
Weird.
I know. It's I'm not weird. I am not.
Weird.
Yeah. But anyway, so Langston.
Thank you, Mom, for having me on this podcast. And today we talked about my shoulder injuries, my possible rehab in the future, and what I would do to overcome this adversity that has been given my way. How did you think of my wording, Mom?
I liked it, but we didn't really talk about your rehab, but we can.
Uh-uh, we can't.
We can't.
No, we can't. No, please.
Oh, okay. Well, what about just like a little bit?
Okay, we could talk about my rehab.
Okay.
My guest, please to keep on going. So we shall go.
Okay. So as far as your rehab is concerned, you'll initially start with just passive range of motion, meaning a motion that's performed by either the other arm or someone else lifting the injured arm. So either your other arm will lift the injured arm or someone else will lift the injured arm. So you'll start out with that. You'll do that for a while. And once the doctor actually approves for you to go further, which will probably be about 4 to 6 weeks, he'll then allow you to perform like active range of motion, which means that you will actively be moving against gravity on your own with your own muscle power. After that, they will start. After that, you will start into some light strengthening and
heavy lifting.
No, light strengthening around 8 weeks. And then you will continue to strengthen.
By 12 weeks, I will be hitting PRs.
About 12 weeks, you should be finished with therapy. This does not, however, complete your therapy. That just means that you graduate to doing it. That just means, don't lean on that arm. Don't lean on that arm. Thank you. That just means you graduate to doing your therapy on your own. I know. Are you in trouble? You're not in trouble over a podcast.
I'm not in trouble.
Nah, he's not. No, he's not really in trouble.
No, I wasn't in trouble. It was just a conversation.
Were. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. Keep on going what you were talking about.
So, like I said, that means that he will just graduate to doing his exercises on his
own. I have a question. Why graduate first or graduate second? Like, which graduation are you talking about? Well, or are they around the same time?
You know what? I don't think that they'll be too far between each other.
Will I graduate high school before I graduate my arm?
You'll graduate high school probably before you graduate your arm.
What about, will I graduate prom before I graduate my arm?
You will graduate prom before you graduate.
Will I have to be a left-handed dancer at prom?
Probably. Well, you know what? Let's see. Your prom is when? May what?
5th.
May 5th?
You're testing me to see if I need a date.
No. You'll be able to... Yeah, you'll be able to graduate. You'll be able to dance with two arms. Now, you won't be able to put as much energy into it as and vigor into it as you generally like to.
Why not?
Oh, because it will not be that strong. So, just getting it up. It's going to be a
I'm
chore.
I'm dying. I just said I'm dying, Mom.
I know, you're not. Not at all.
Your friend said that.
Oh yeah.
That's the first time that my mom had heard that word, I'm dying. Yeah. So
no, they said I'm dead.
I'm dead. And I was like, but you're still breathing. I'm dead. No, you're not. Mom said, no, you're not. Yeah, you're not dead.
Yeah, I didn't quite realize that's the thing that you guys say now, the younger crowd says. They say, I'm dead. To me, it's just that just means I'm dead. But for you guys, it means that, you know, you're like laughing really hard.
I'm dying.
You're dying of laughter. And so I had no idea.
I'm dead.
That's what I'm dead meant. So.
Not that I'm dead meant a grave.
Yeah, I was thinking that's...
Funeral.
That's a horrible thing to say. After I thought I said something that was, you know, kind of humorous.
Yeah. Dead. She just killed the mood right there, didn't she?
Yeah, I still bought the necklace.
Aww. Okay. Well, that will conclude our podcast for tonight. Unless my mom wants to add anything more.
Nope. I do not want to add anything more.
Well, since my mom does not want to add anything more, then we will conclude my podcast. Thank you for enjoying it. Thank you for listening to it. And I hope that you have a wonderful day. Bye.